議程第五項
Item 5
Proposed rezoning of a site from other specified uses annotated tunnel ventilation shaft and GIC to commercial 9 zone at
numbers 3-5 San Ma Tau Street Ma Tau Kok Kowloon。
咁以下嗰、那個申請規劃申請係由呢、這、一個Kenneth Cohen
Association
去submit 嘅。
submitted by Kenneth Cohen Associates
呢個應該係一個即係私人嘅proponent 嘅 submission 去改動呢一個土地用途啦。
This is a submission from a private proponent to change the zoning here。
佢係入咗城規會嘅，呢、這個 Macro Planning Committee 咧就喺1月26日咧就決定係 defer 個 decision， 咁亦都要求個 proponent 去 submit further information 嘅。咁
接下來
我哋 present 嘅就係 Kenneth Toh and Associates Limited 嘅 Miss Pauline Lam、Miss Kitty Wong、Ronald Lu and Partner 嘅 Miss Anita Au、Mr. Simon Ho 同埋 Peterson Property Company Limited 嘅 Miss Belinda
Partners Hong Kong Limited and Mr. Belinda Patterson。Properties company any decoration interest from members please
係你係呢間公司嘅成員啊嘛，咁你可以坐喺度嚇，但係可以問嘢同埋表達意見。好，咁有冇其他嘅 decoration？ 如果冇，我時間交俾proponent Kenneth Toh 同埋你嘅團隊。
If not, I will give the floor to Kenneth Toh and Associates team。
多謝主席，多謝各委員嘅。多謝你哋今日俾我哋有機會咧講解有關申請人 World Limited 就住碼頭角地塊向城規會提交土地改變用途嘅申請，作為一個商業狗地帶。
This site from
申請嘅地點咧係位於九龍碼頭角新碼頭街3/5A， 近九龍城碼頭海旁啟德發展區嘅東南面。
碼頭角Kowloon，
現時嘅用途咧係為一個11層高嘅工業大廈啦，喺1961年落成，而地塊嘅面積咧就係約為有2040平方米嘅。樓齡方面咧，其實已經係超過咗50年㗎啦。而緊貼喺隔離呢一棟後面嘅咧，仍然都係一個工業大廈，叫做紅棉大廈嘅。申請地點附近咧，主要嘅用途咧都係以住宅啦同埋工業大廈為主嘅。住宅方面咧，有隔離有依一個長龍灣啦，同埋依一個嘅偉恆昌新村嘅。而過咗土瓜灣道以東咧，鬆咗做 RE 嘅，主要都係以一個工業用途為主嘅。再過啲咧就係依一個煤氣廠啦，同埋牛棚。而沿住碼頭角道以北咧，就係依一個13街同埋5街嘅重建項目。申請地點嘅前方咧，其實就係對住海旁咧，就為依一個九龍城嘅渡輪碼頭啦，同埋個巴士總站嘅。申請地點咧，位於啟德分區計劃大綱草圖嘅其他指定用途隧道通風塔，而有一小部分喺東南同埋東北面咧，就係落入依一個 GIC 嘅松寧裏邊。主要嘅原因咧，都係因為純粹係地段邊界上嘅差異，而喺大綱圖裏邊咧，亦都顯示到將會興建嘅中九龍幹線嘅走線咧，會係喺申請地點嘅底下咧係經過嘅。而根據最新嘅設計咧，申請嘅地點咧，亦都係不再需要用作設置呢一個中九龍幹線嘅隧道通風塔。有見及此，其實喺4月7日2017年嗰陣時候咧，都市規劃委員會嘅會議上咧，其實亦都建議咗規劃處咧，係就住申請地點同埋毗鄰嘅工業大廈，即係包括我哋嘅申請地點啦，同埋紅棉大廈咧嘅長遠規劃咧，係需要再作出一個檢討嘅。從一個 wider 嘅 context 或者係一個嚟睇咧，由於我哋嘅鄰近啟德啦， 所以咧，喺呢一個籌備申請建議嘅同時咧，其實我哋都有參考到呢一個啟德未來發展嘅意向啦，碼頭角海濱嘅美化計劃，同埋呢一個中九龍幹線喺碼頭角海濱嘅附屬設施嘅建議，尤其係喺啟德嘅城市同埋園景設計大綱圖內所提及咗，其中有三大原則。都是對我們的申請地點是需要注意的。第一就是要聯繫我們毗鄰的地區，第二就是也要使到我們的海港更加富朝氣，第三製造一個理想的行人環境，而建議中的文物徑呢，其實也都會是經過海心公園，然後經過我們的地塊，然後一直呢去到宋王台公園，再去到啟德的。此外，根據九龍城市區更新計劃，內裏邊亦都提及到對碼頭角海濱嘅一些嘅美化建議。建議中將會活化九龍城渡輪碼頭，包括開放部分嘅碼頭位置作為一個觀景點啦，並且加添一啲商業同埋服務嘅用途，例如一啲小食亭同埋食肆等等。而配合中九龍幹線嘅優化海濱計劃咧，綜合地檢討九龍城碼頭公共運輸交匯處同埋毗鄰工廈嘅潛力嘅發展潛力。計劃亦都建議咧，呢一區咧其實係可以成為一個混合嘅住宅啦，同埋商業用途嘅。至於中九龍幹線咧，其實亦都對呢個碼頭角海濱咧提出咗一啲具體嘅計劃嘅，例如美化碼頭角海濱計劃啦，同埋咧喺現有嘅 PTI 上面咧，亦都係興建一個嘅園景觀景平台嘅。有見及此，所以申請人咧都綜合地考慮到地塊周邊嘅日後發展嘅建議咧，係配合將來喺區內嘅新元素，申請改變土地用途，以作商業辦公發展計劃，或者個發展計劃我有 Anita Ronaldo Park 嗰邊講過。
而家咧現有嘅用途咧係一個工業用途嘅，係與同而家啟德同九龍城嘅發展咧正正背道而馳嘅，而且咧係浪費咗呢個市區土地嘅。為咗呢個 balance mix of the land use 咧，我哋係同埋啱啱頭先提過咧，我哋喺個 waterfront 嘅 enhancement proposal 入邊咧，我哋係 locate 喺 commercial 同 dining surface屋入邊嘅。咁我哋係提議咧，係將我哋而家現有 building 嘅用途咧轉為 commercial 同埋 office building 嘅。正正喺我哋嘅 building前面咧有個 PTI 嘅 landscape deck 啦，我哋希望可以提供一個 user friendly 同埋一個 pleasant 嘅 stream linkage 去擴展將來呢個 elevated deck 嘅 future 嘅 network， 提供一個無縫嘅連接咧，俾行人由我哋依一個 building 去 from 一個 inland 去到一個 landscape deck 再去到個 promenade
through the landscape deck to the waterfront promenade。
地下嗰度咧，我哋希望咧設置一個比較理想嘅一個 streetscape 嘅 design 嘅，我哋 allocate 咗一個 active 嘅 street frontage along 主要嘅行人通道，而呢個主要行人通道咧就正正響惠恆昌新村去長隆灣呢個方向由下低，而家你哋熒光幕睇到下低向行向上高呢條路嘅。咁我哋咧特登係將我哋嘅 building set back 去令到優化咗呢條行人通道啦。喺呢個行人通道隔離咧，我哋亦都係設置咗一個 air condition 嘅 shopping area， 而且呢一個係 weatherproof 嘅，係提供一個更加理想嘅環境，俾行人可以由惠恆昌新村行到去長隆灣嘅。左手邊咧，我哋就設置咗 running out 同埋上落貨區去符合香港政府嘅法例嘅，而呢一個上落貨咧就有car ramp 落到去樓下個 basement， 樓下我哋有兩層嘅 car park basement 嘅，亦都係符合香港法例去設置嘅。跟住上到一樓咧，我哋係開始我哋有一個 pedestrian linkage 嘅，由 escalator 由地下上到一樓，再上到二樓，再接駁將來嘅 landscape deck， 經過我哋 podium deck 設置嘅 open space。我哋個地塊咧就正正喺 我哋個地塊設正正喺海心公園同埋啟德 area 嘅中間嘅。咁喺偉恆昌新村，而現有嘅鋪同埋喺長隆灣現有喺沙碼頭街嘅地鋪咧，係唔足以去 support 將來 waterfront 嘅發展嘅。咁所以我哋 along 呢個 pedestrian link 喺我哋嘅 podium 嗰度咧，係設置咗好多唔同嘅 retail 同 dining 嘅 supporting facilities， 去令到將來嘅 enjoyment 咧可以 enhance 到嘅。上到去二樓，我哋咧會特登 set back 咗我哋嘅 podium， 去 create 一個 open space 同埋一個 green terrace， 而且係會有一個 potential。Connection 去到將來嘅 landscape deck 度嘅，而呢個 stepping profile 咧係會 connect 去三樓嘅。而三樓呢一度咧，我哋係 provide 一個 green podium deck。
We have a green podium deck。
設置呢個 terrace 嘅 podium design 咧，係除咗可以 break down 成個 massing 之外咧，係可以 offer 唔同嘅 layer 咧，去 provide 一個 viewing deck 去 enhance 個 property enjoyment。再上四樓至十六樓咧，就會係 office building。大家見到咧。左手邊同右手邊嘅frontage 都係比較窄啲嘅，我哋咁樣設置咧，係令到內街嘅人咧可以望到個 harbourfront 咧係多啲嘅，去 enhance 個 visual permeability 嘅，而且可以
allow
多啲 breezeway 咧 ，enhance 呢個 air circulation 嘅。再上十七至到十八樓咧，我哋 provide 咗一個 sky garden 嘅，令到Victoria Harbour 望過嚟咧係多一個 dimension， 有一個 greenery 嘅。
So there will be a further dimension, namely greenery.
A view from across the harbour, 19th to the 23rd floor.
A even smaller footprint on the roof. We are going to have a green roof.
Now, for the greening at different floors,
we have multi layers.Like the two-floor podium and then the sky garden and then the roof.
希望可以設置到一個 terrace 嘅 podium design 啦，右左邊咧係我哋 provide 一個 potential 嘅 connection 咧，將來嘅 landscape deck 嗰度。跟住咧，我哋有三張 sketches 咧，係會 show 到我哋嘅 pedestrian connection 嘅，由地下嘅人點樣經過呢個 escalator 上到一樓，然後再上二樓，跟住再經另一個 escalator 上到去
open space，
將來去到
connection
嘅。And then go to the potential connection in the future. In other words, we want to have a connect journal, an elevator deck, 同埋個 promenade
pleasant environment to connect with the landscape deck.
好啦，或者等我講翻嗰個設計已發展設計上嘅優點啦。咁其實頭先 Anita 都有講到咧，喺我哋嘅申請地點嘅東南旁邊咧，其實就有兩條嘅行人路嘅。有一條咧就係喺正我哋嘅申請地點啦，同埋嘅呢一個康文署嘅花草之間就大概係一米闊嘅。咁而另一條咧就係比較正式，咁亦都係頭尾咧係要上落樓梯嘅。行人道嘅，咁呢一條咧就大概 3.5 米闊嘅。咁而第三而另外一條就係沿住呢一個新碼頭街啦，現時嗰個嘅闊度咧係有 3.5 米嘅。
With a width of 3.5 meters。
係啦，我哋觀察到咧，我哋嘅發現就係公眾人士咧，其實都係比較好喜歡行呢一條嘅慣常，或者亦都係好方便嘅巷仔。而相反地咧，就係喺頭尾上落樓梯嘅一條正式嘅行人道咧，就好少人用喎。咁所以咧，而發展咧就將會係喺呢一個嘅東南旁邊咧就後退一米半，咁令到咧現有嘅行人通道咧可以擴闊到 2.5 米嘅。除此之外咧，喺我哋重建日後咧，考慮到亦都會有可能呢個人流嘅上嘅增加咧，所以我哋喺發展嘅西南邊旁咧，亦都係會後退多一米咧，令到呢個新碼頭街嘅行人道咧係擴闊到去4.5米嘅。日後嘅發展咧，亦都會預留翻呢個空間咧，係提供翻呢一個連接嘅行人天橋。 以配合翻中九龍幹線嘅原景景平台嘅。而行人天橋嘅位置咧，亦都會係配合將來中九龍幹線原景觀景平台嘅新發設計啦。喺二樓同埋三樓個嘅適當位置咧，其實我哋亦都會設置咗一啲設置動，並且係提供一啲優質嘅活動空間咧，係作為沿海濱觀景平台嘅一個延伸嘅。
As an extension to the landscape deck, upon redevelopment,
upon redevelopment,
we are going to become
a landmark. The signature tower will
emphasize permeability when we choose the materials.
重建之後咧，其實亦都會有助提高呢一個空氣啦、通風啦，同埋增加呢一個景觀嘅開揚度嘅。而最重要嘅係，而今次我哋擬嘅發展咧，係遵守咗海港規劃指引中所提倡嘅，要令維多利亞港成為一個富吸引力啦、朝氣蓬勃啦，同埋一個 accessible 嘅
hub。And accessible.
這幅照片就是由啟德的郵輪碼頭望過去我們的申請地點啦。咁就可以係啦。咁上高嗰幅咧就係、是、上高幅咧就係、是、申請地點啦。咁而下低咧就係、是、日後重建之後嘅。而下一幅咧就係鰂魚涌公園度望過去我哋嘅申請發展，可以睇得到咧，重建之後咧，我哋嗰個建築高度咧係唔會過呢一個山脊線嘅20% 嘅。
It will not exceed the ridge line by 20%。
我哋今次嘅建議發展咧係一個可持續嘅發展，亦都係一個綜合嘅規劃嚟嘅。喺我哋提供嘅商業啦、餐飲啦同埋辦公用途咧係。能夠幫助締造到一個平衡土地混合嘅用途。喺二樓同三樓嘅園景觀景平台咧，亦都可以提供公眾咧一個休閒啦同埋休息嘅好去處嘅。而我哋嘅技術報告咧，亦都證實咗我哋擬議發展咧係可行嘅。綜合發展嘅規劃咧，亦都會係將來嘅中九龍幹線嘅附屬觀景平台，同埋沿住紅磡至到啟德一路嘅落嘅海濱長廊，同埋九龍城碼頭商業及服務用途咧，係有效咁連貫起嚟嘅。
Means that they can be connected with the commercial dining service at Country
Fair Pier. And
we are going to provide vibrant harbour. It is also a place for public enjoyment. It is also in line with the principle of making accessible, and there will be improved connectivity with the hinterland. And it is also facilitating the creation of a favorable working environment. Thank you.
業主咧為咗今次嘅會議咧，亦都準備咗一個短片嘅，想同大家分享。
The proponent has prepared a video clip. Future development will be focused on Kai Tak and Toh Kwa Wan. Its appearance and the industrial use cannot tie in with the future development. Planned new development projects and the proposed landscape deck and Ma Tau Kok waterfront promenade. The proposed connection.The redevelopment, Kai Tak development. After the rezoning, there will be more effective connections. And the redevelopment would better interface with the waterfront development and the new look of the community. Thank you.
完咗噶啦嘛。
So has the video ended? Yes, thank you.
睇下 member 嗱，我因為呢個係 城規會會處理嘅一個個案咁我相信即係城規角度咩交通啊、景觀啊、城嗰啲咁嘅嘢，就由城規去處理啦。我哋海濱事務委員會，我哋咁聚焦個點咧，都係睇翻佢同嗰個海濱規劃原則同埋指引嘅配合。咁委員可以就呢個問，不過我見呢個個案，我都有個問題想了解一下嘅，就係話點解無端端有一塊私人土地會用咗嚟做 ventilation shaft
啊 private
嘅咧，
係
咯，
zoned for tunnel ventilation shaft
咁呢個係咯，即係呢個我覺得比較 fundamental， 即係我哋
this is a most fundamental point。
有冇相關部門可以即係俾
any department shed some light on this please？
Tom 知唔知啊
？Tom
我都係理解喺個 CQL project 嗰陣時。就預咗呢度會有個嘅 ventilation building 嘅，所以喺嗰個
Whiskey
Scheme 嗰度，如果有嘢更正可以聽，更有更正啦。咁就預留咗係個
van
building， 咁結果咧就擺咗落個開頭有咁嘅計劃嘅，就個大光圖都反映咗呢個咁嘅建議。咁但係就去到臨尾嘅階段咧，又發覺呢個 van building 係唔需要嘅，咁所以就嗰邊而家變咗個松林本身咧就已經係。老實講，即係 outdate 咗㗎啦。咁所以申請人都提出嗰個改版建議。咁或者我睇下可能
Anthony 有冇啲動作。主席，
如果你記得當 CKR 嚟嘅時候咧，其中一個我哋市組委員會嘅委員嘅關注咧，就係點樣將嗰個行政大樓同埋嗰個 ventilation building 咧，盡量去 compress 咁樣縮細。
How we could compress the bulk of the administration building and the vent building as far as possible. So the decision was to minimize the area to be taken up by the administration building and the ventilation shaft. So the administration complex and the ventilation building are now combined and put.
實際上喺基建上面係冇咁嘅需要喺呢個位置去做一個 tunnel ventilation shaft。咁或者 proponent 我想問問嚇，嗰個土地嘅業權係政府地啊，亦或係你私人地？
私人地嘅，
即係成個都係私人地。政府可唔可以 verify 呢樣嘢？
我理解係私人地。
O K， 嚇咁我諗我哋可以同時去 comment 咁樣樣，即係呢個 fundamental 我覺得需要釐清。委員有冇意見對於嗰、那個即係今次
proponent
嗰個建議。
PY
啊，主席，喺大方向、大原則睇咧，我覺得就即
係面松
做某種商業用途，不過點解 C 九、C 9啊咩
？I just want to know why it is proposed to be
resolved to be雖然佢個 plot ratio 係十二，但睇上嚟比隔離嗰個住宅區咧，嗰個大好多好多，呢個有少少唔係好明，即係或者嗰個好誇張，知道好高。咁緊要第一個，第二個咧就係即係嗰個連接咧，如果話整一條橋搭去嗰個未來嗰個叫平台咧，嗰平台本身我哋以前都傾過，其實都唔係好中意嘅。因為嗰個海濱，即係結果當然又原則上同意咗，有啲人爬上去又落嚟咁樣，咁即係唔知嗰個設計做到咩地步啦，即係咪好方便，係無障礙啊咩成？咁但係地面嗰個連接都係呢個委員會好關注嘅，即係嗰個通透性、通達性，即係而家就睇唔係好清楚點樣喺地面係咪係都要爬咗上去，然後去到你嗰個建築物之後咧，其實係冇地方去，除咗幫襯你之外，咁又落翻地，即係對再過嗰個。咩碼頭啊、道啊、咩剩後邊嗰啲發展啊，完全就幫唔到。咁唔係話唔可以，即係希望隔離嗰個第日又發展咧，咁又搏啊咁樣。咁如果係咧，咁你不如又同隔離傾下，或者咧預留個位就又搏得到，咁樣個機會又大啲。即係如果唔係咧，真係純粹去咗你個標的。咁第三點咧就係呢一區咧，成日都有 泊車位不足呢個問題。咁雖然呢個地盤本身好細，但係有冇考慮喺運輸政策唔知邊個部門之，可唔可以要求即係喺重建嗰陣時，因為佢唔知係咪個契要改嘅，即係有冇需要要求或者係咪一個適合地方咧，提供多啲譬如泊旅遊車道啊？因為我哋次次嚟呢啲委員會拗都係話喂唔夠泊車位啊，咁即係有冇呢個咁嘅考慮？
coach parking spaces.
好，唔該，唔該 ，P.Y. 個意見。
Thank you, P.Y. 係，
有冇其他意見 ？Yes, Ken.
Any other?
唔該，主席。其實我一見到新碼頭街，我都係諗起嗰個泊車嘅問題。因為雖然話唔係直接即係同我哋個會有關，但好多時就係依一區特別就會攞一啲 temporary area 就我嚟做臨時泊。咁即係如果依個係一個好嘅機會，我哋都想睇下有冇即係可以即係加到啲譬如旅遊車嘅泊位啊。
嗰個 PTI 可唔可以拍到啊？前面咁大塊，咁大忽嗰度唔拍，走去搞嗰個咁細忽啊？我唔知啊，即係嗰個，即係而家 PTI 嗰度上面咪有個遠景平台嘅，嗰度會唔會已經 provide 到嗰啲嘅相應嘅設施咧？即係你更加有效喎。如果你話泊旅遊車泊，我估佢都死得啦。如果佢嗰個地盤，你叫佢轉幾架旅遊車入去，佢根本入咗都轉唔翻出嚟。係啊，佢個地盤唔係好大。
Let in a few coaches, it will be very difficult for coaches to maneuver. It's not a very big site.
就會係建議咧，就喺呢度起個即係一個叫 landscape deck， 下邊其實咧重建翻現時喺個地盤上
嗰啲叫
provision， 或者 is going to be PTI，
咁嗰個範圍都好大，都會係擺多相當數某啲多數量嘅。咁但係長程咧就一兩階段我都做咗。
OK， 不過呢度有空間擺翻一啲車位。
係咯，係。
There is room for parking spaces to be provided。
咁如果你話通透性，咁佢又冇踩住條馬路，咁嗰啲人又可以喺條馬路行出嚟
嚇，
咁都唔會話有對於嗰個 connectivity 同埋嗰個visual 同埋 physical 嘅 connectivity 咧有任何壞嘅影響嘅。咁呢個即係主席睇到嘅關，即係同委員提供一下嗰個，即係我哋個焦點應該睇啲咩？
My view and I。My opinion that should be our focus. PY，
即係講嗰個通透性同地區旁邊嗰個連接嗰個關係咧。其實點解我記得嗰個平台我都唔係好滿意咧？就係嗰個 edge 即係個邊啊，即係佢升咗平台同佢張圖應該係左手邊或者左下角嗰啲住宅嗰度，嗰條馬路係一條直嘢嚇，一個平台，擔高頭又睇唔到，即係佢又唔知道因為地面嗰個咩 PDI 嘅問題，佢又唔係一 step 咁你而家將嗰條橋再 extend 駁埋去你嗰個發展嘅處，當然好似好合邏輯啊，咁但係即係有冇辦法改善？而且佢嗰個設計定咗未先？即係話佢在設計中，即係有冇得傾下？大家用另一種即係文明啲嘅方法接駁。
唔係你建議係點啊？其實即係你覺得條橋需唔需要咧？其實
唔係佢原則上連接，咁我哋唔會反對
係啊，
但係佢本身嘅設計好似又話未定實啊嘛，咁係咪喺嗰個位搭咧？係咪咁直嘢一條直線喺揾架車揀佢咧？即係要搞掂佢係本身咩先？即係你設計咗啫，但係佢唔喺嗰個俾你搏咁點咧？即係都要搞清楚喎。
我自己個人意見覺得嗰條橋搭去嗰個頂度其實都冇乜必要嘅。
係
啊，因為你根本都都唔會幫到街上面啲人去海濱嘅。即係你變咗你多咗嚿石屎又唔係好有用嘅嘢，即係嗰啲人點解唔喺個地下度行？即係如果我街上面有人要出海濱，點解我要爬去你間屋嗰個頂嗰個又唔上唔落個地方行過對面嗰條嗰個平台頂，跟住又唔上唔落咁樣樣，都點樣落海濱啫？所以你問我，其實嗰個 connectivity 雖然佢畫咗出嚟，唔知邊個要啊，或者佢想討好我哋啊，即係叫做有條博喺海濱，但係事實上我哋即係如果你問我，覺得未必，即係呢個 connection 未必有實際嘅需要。佢亦做咗，你只係令到個城市多咗嚿石屎，但係亦都幫唔到。即係市民喺街上面行嘅人更加容易出到海濱咯。你覺唔覺得咧 ？T.I.
反嚟即係我都唔好明佢話現在有條3.5米闊嘅限度，仲要上幾級就落幾級，我都唔知點解現在有個咁嘅情況，係咪？即係嗰度有好多所謂咩 landscaping 嘅一大堆樹咁嘅東西，
你係咪講緊個平台啊？
唔
係，淨係講緊
個
空間一個
兩樣嘢中間嗰堆，而家睇到綠色嗰堆嘢啦，
係，
即係個建築物同個平台之間嗰個界面。咁佢地面平面圖咧，睇到仲有一條行人道，有3.5米闊，又係咖啡色嗰、那個嚇，即係又要上幾級落幾級，即係唔知點解喎。
CSD 班
會唔會趁即係重建嘅時候，同某啲政府部門大家傾好啲，即係等佢文明啲，慢慢一級級，然後升上去入去嗰個地個建築物，會唔會合理啲咧？
make it more reasonable and civilized。
唔係呢個可以大家可以你委員嘅意見，我覺得都可以記錄在案。
你 LCSD planter
因為呢個好明顯咧，直寫住 LCSD planter， 即係話係佢自己 proponent 嘅界外嘅嘢，又係 LCSD 嘅嘢。其實你唔俾你唔出聲，佢都唔會做到嘢嘅。即係你如果有意見，你咪講睇下可以點做咯。
佢以前因為梗係標準硬嘅咁樣啊，佢幅相影到棵樹都好似好大嘅，即係唔贊成亂斬樹，但係即係有啲位你係咪即係做得更好
咧？ I'm against felling of trees, but there is room for improvement here。
好啊，咁
OK，
即係
冇 integration 啊嘛，即係佢有佢喺樹，你咪有咯。咁我嗰個部門用牆，咁你橫掂啲人喺樓上上啦，即係咁冇發生個地面嗰個關
係，係。好啊，咁聽到你個意見啦，咁睇有冇嘢可以喺呢方面改善啦。其他委員有冇意見
咧？
嗱，我又假設咗一個結論啦，按呢一個議題，如果大家有強烈嘅意見，大家亦都可以表達啦。咁我聽到就係話，其實如果睇翻依個建議，佢係即係喺呢一個海濱地區去做呢個建議咧，咁佢嗰個高度同埋體積啦，都其實對於即係整體嘅海濱規劃指引係冇乜違反嘅。咁會員亦都對於呢一個體積同埋呢個高度咧係冇強烈嘅意見。咁所以以上嘅意見就係話，海濱事務委員會啟德專責小組對於即係呢一個建議。
On Kaita Harbourfront Development of the Harbourfront Commission has no strong objection or strong views against this proposal.
And we will submit our views to the town planning board.
And as for the peripheral things involving the building, members have expressed their views. And the proponent might want to improve the